5 on 5, 5 on, array at rte.ie. Now, back in July, we spotted a story about an Englishman who is obsessed with manholes. And I was saying at the time, there is a man I want to talk to on the radio. And as a welcome back present, the team have lined up the said man on the line now. Peter Sishton, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
So you're an author and manhole cover enthusiast.
I am indeed.
Yes. And are you unique in your title as manhole cover enthusiast?
To be honest, when I first got my passion for manholes, I thought I was completely bonkers and the only person on this planet. But over the last 5 or 6 years, I've discovered there are plenty of us.
Wow. So you found your tribe.
I have indeed, yeah, in the worldwide.
Yeah. The story of how you became obsessed with manholes is an interesting one. It involves injury.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, that goes back to about 2017 when I was going through a pretty hideous divorce back here in Wales. And I was invited over to go to the southwest of France for this, some friends of ours, a gay couple that needed some help with their overgrown garden. They needed their bushes trimming somewhat. And they said, come over and spend 2 weeks on holiday with us and you can trim our bushes and have a lovely time. So I did. I went over, but sadly on day two, my back went into a major, major, I don't know what you call it, a spasm. Mm. And so I had to lay on my back on floorboards for 2 weeks. But I was bent double, essentially. And I used to stumble down to the tobac in the evenings, looking at the floor because that's the only thing I could look at, and I discovered Art Deco manhole covers. So I got my mobile phone out, and over 2 weeks I assembled a portfolio of manhole covers.
You could not make that up, Peter.
No, it was serendipity, because had I not hurt my back, I would not have seen the floor. And the couple that I was living with were artists, let's say.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, Peter, you must do an exhibition of your manholes, which I thought hilarious. So I said, yes, okay. And that got me through my divorce.
Oh,
so there you are.
Yeah. And of course, COVID came along as well, probably timely enough for you.
It did indeed, yeah.
Yeah. So can you bring us back then to France?
Yes.
Doubled over, looking at the ground as you went out every evening, and that first time, what happened? What was there, a spark? Was there a moment?
Yes.
Was there a flashing light? Did you fall off a horse?
Oh,
was it?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, Saint Jean d'Angely, which is where is it? It's the southwest of France. I was stumbling down. What's a medieval town? It's on a pilgrimage to Rome.
Mm.
So all, you know, the pilgrims used to travel there from all over the world. And so you'd find knights, templars, hospitals and things along these old tracks. And but along these old tracks, I discovered a manhole cover that looked like an alien from outer space. And that's what really got me. I thought, these things...
Go on, describe it to me.
If you imagine the kind of ET that you would have found in the 1970s in Star Trek, you know, with egg-shaped heads,
yes,
with sort of very, very large eyes, elongated eyes. That's what it looked like. It looked like this alien was crying because it had been raining.
So
my imagination.
It was an elliptical-shaped manhole,
yes,
was it?
Yeah,
as opposed
absolutely.
To a circular or a square one.
Yes.
And then whatever they'd done with it, the features of it looked like eyes. I see now what you're saying.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
So yeah.
Nobody set out for it to look like an alien, just in your head. It was probably the painkillers you were on, maybe.
It could. Well, yeah, absolutely well put. I never thought it like that. I thought, these artists, these Victorian artists, because that's where these fantastic objects emerged from, really, is the Industrial Revolution. I just thought they were off their heads on absinthe, I guess.
Yeah. Here, the boring bit, Peter, the history of manholes. So it's obviously, it gives us access to the sewers. Is that it?
No. It's very interesting. So I think it's interesting. But do you know who invented the manhole?
No idea.
It was the Romans.
What did the Romans ever do for us?
Yeah, exactly. So they used to be wooden because they didn't have juggernauts and stuff like that. So actually, it was down to the Romans. And if you want to, you can go to Vienna, which is Roman Vindobona, I think it was called. They've got a Roman manhole in the museum there. But most importantly, I guess it was the Industrial Revolution that brought iron manholes to the fore. Mm. So if you go to, I imagine, Dublin, Manchester, Sheffield, London, you know, all of those kind of places, they were the forefront of manhole makers. And they used to be, lots of boundaries all over the country, but there aren't anymore. So you can find the history of your local places. If you go around looking at them, you can see where they were made. And find lots of heritage about them. Yeah, so initially they were just drains. So there's drain covers and manhole covers. So a lot of manhole covers would have been for sewage initially. Uh-huh. But as we progressed, as societies and industries and technologies come to the fore, you can find the manhole covers that will cover telecommunications, water, fire hydrants, water for fire hydrants, water for, you know, private use, electronics.
So basically,
range of things.
Yeah, any utility that's underground that we need access to. Yes, you have a manhole.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, so Industrial Revolution, foundries, steel. But you were attracted by the art. Did people have fun designing them, or are you seeing something that other people don't see?
Now, I think, in all honesty, I noticed it because it was very artistic. So someone in a foundry was either funded by the foundry owners to celebrate their manholes, which I think is the truth. So wherever you go around the world, you might have been a dull area for manholes, but if you're in somewhere like Saint-Jean-d'Angely in France, you'll see that there are these very Art Deco manholes.
Okay.
So obviously someone's made the decision to fund those, and then someone, a craftsman, has gone out, craftsman, I think, in those days, would have gone out in the foundry and designed these things for two purposes. One is to make them non-slippery. So they have chevrons on, so people don't go, the old vehicles skid off the road and kill people, or, you know, they break their necks. And another way is to celebrate the art of the area. Hence Saint-Jean has Art Deco manholes, and they're French. But if you go to Spain and look at manholes, they're like celebrations of what they do. So you'll find the pomegranate in Granada, for example, which is their local emblem. Or if you go to Denmark or somewhere near the sea, you'll have seafaring manholes, shipbuilding or fishing, something along those lines.
Yeah.
So it really is fascinating.
And if one was trying to get into manholes as such, I've no other way of phrasing it, Peter.
But you might fall down.
which country would you suggest they visit? Like, where is a hotbed of manhole art?
Well, it depends what tickles your fancy. If you like outrageous and colourful ones, then Japan is the place to go. I haven't actually been there. I've observed the things. See, the Japanese take their manholes very, very seriously. And I think it was about 2006 or something, they because of the earthquakes, they renewed their underground facilities, and they then encouraged manhole covers to be made that celebrated functions and the area in which they were. So they're incredible, and they're made in a highly sophisticated scientific way. So you'll see manhole cover manufacturers wearing almost like lab coats, you know?
Yeah. And are they colourful, Peter? Are they colourful as opposed to just metal?
They are. They're painted. They're hand-painted. It looks like they're hand-painted. So you have a look. They're stunning.
Right. So you want
like
to go to
Pokemon.
Japan. And you haven't been to Ireland. We've a good... Because when we mentioned you back in July, the beginning of July, we got a good few texts from people all over the country naming the various foundries who had made manholes over the years.
Because I mentioned
that I knew that there must have been a foundry in Bailyborough, which is a place in Ireland, because I remember seeing it on a manhole. And then people were saying there was, but like you said, there are very few foundries, if any, now making them. So where do they come from then, if all the foundries have closed down?
Right. Okay, that's a very good question. So it depends which country you're asking for. So in England, UK, they tend to come from India.
Ah, right.
You know, I was saying about how Japan manufacture their manholes in a very scientific way, a safe way, highly technological way. If you go to India, you will find these foundries that look practically medieval. So you'll find foundries that have a huge heat inside them, you know, on top of the country's own temperature. You'll find men in their underwear standing in foundries with blast furnaces, and right. they're making manholes for New York and Manchester and London, all over the world, in very dangerous situations.
Wow. And what's the most common shape of a manhole?
Why are manholes round? You know, the Microsoft used to ask that question when they were interviewing future candidates.
Are they all, they're not all round, though. There are square ones, and we've established that there's an elliptical one in the south of France, so, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It varies, but they're usually round or square.
Uh-huh. Now, you've two books. You've two books out, Peter.
Yeah, I do, yes. Yeah. The first one was Heavy Metal, A Tribute to Manholes,
right,
which was celebrating my art from the days of my back injury, when I was tempting people. I used to take photographs of these manholes in an abstract way, because right. I loved the art and I wanted people to guess where these artistic images came from.
Okay, that's the first
that was
book.
Heavy Metal.
Yeah.
So that went to number 10 in the Amazon Street Arts chart. I couldn't believe it. And it's still bubbing up and down there. So that donate all profits to We Are Survivors Manchester, which is a really good charity. But the new book is Manholes and Beyond, and that celebrates the exhibition that was just completed in Manchester Central Library, which went on for 3 months, April, May, June, July. And we're hoping to take that on tour around the UK over right. the next year or two, if I get the heritage. I was approached by the National Heritage Fund to take the exhibition
on the road,
but in a new way, which is to take it to use the current exhibition pieces as a celebration of what people can get into once they found their manholes. They can dance, they can do dance, they can write about them, they can write poetry, they can paint them, they can rub them if you like, they can do interior designs.
So Peter, I must tell you, because this could be the beginning of something here between us, because we had a relationship with a man from England, I can't remember exactly where he was from, but his obsession was roundabouts. And he did an annual calendar with various roundabouts, and he was so taken by our interest in him that he travelled to Ireland and he photographed 12 of Ireland's most famous roundabouts and he
Fantastic.
Issued a calendar. Do you know him? Is he in your tribe?
I'm getting excited now. No, I tell you what, though. I formed a collective of manhole enthusiasts.
Right,
artists,
of course you did.
Called the Manchester Manhole Collective. And one of them's come over from New York, Sarah Miranda. She's an interior designer.
Right.
And she gets on her knees in New York and rubs manholes, you know, and creates wallpapers and carpets and all sorts of ceramics. She came over. She's part of the Manchester Manhole Collective.
Right.
But also there's a guy called Archie Workman, who's the dullest man in Britain. He was voted dullest man in Britain last year.
I'm going to say it. I have to say it. That must have been very exciting for him.
He was over the moon. Yeah. He takes he's actually a Lengthsman, and he works in the Lake District, Cumbria. And he actually looks after drain covers
right.
part-time. And he's been rubbing drain covers for most of his life. And he created a calendar of drain covers. Last 2 years ago, and he got onto Loose Women. He's a B celebrity now.
Yes,
you know?
So
he's a, and I tell you what, when I opened up the exhibition in Manchester, he said, Peter, I've got someone coming over who's the president of the dullest man Britain, dullest man organisation in the world.
Yeah.
He's American and he flew over. And yes, he was there and he said, Peter, I'd like you to be a dull man next year. So, yeah.
You see, I love the fact, Peter, that manholes bring you joy. And that's, you know, and the brilliant thing about the world in which we live in and the internet and social media and all that gets a lot of flack, but it means that people can find their tribe in a global sense. So you can hook up with some lady in New York who gets down on her knees and does the rubbing thing to get a wallpaper of a manhole. And it's brilliant. It's all brilliant. So thanks for talking to us. I'm sure we'll talk again. Whenever a news story about manholes come up, you'll be on speed dial, Peter Sishton. Thank you very much. Well,
you'll be very welcome. And I do want to come over and check your manholes out.
If you're here, give us a call and we'll have you in studio. Thanks, Peter.
I will do, definitely. Thank you very much.
Bye. Take care.